I'm going to open it up today. Oftentimes, some of you have asked, you know, what I've learned or, you know, what has our team learned about, you know, from last year to this year or early parts of the year. And honestly, I want to talk about us finishing. And that's been a big topic of ours that we've talked about quite a bit. And last year we had some ops where we didn't. And this year we've had some ops where we did. And we've also had some where we didn't. The biggest difference, this team believes in one another and that finish at the end of the game. That doesn't mean we're going to get it every time, but over the last 3 weeks ago, we lost at Seattle. We totally thought we were going down to win it. 2 weeks ago, San Diego didn't. Yesterday, I was so thrilled we had a chance to go back and earn that right to finish, offensively, defensively, because that mindset, that's honestly the foundation of what really good teams have. So the fact that it came right down to the end, that's what this league's about a bunch. We've had a lot of 2 minutes at the end of halves, at the end of games. I think in the 8 games, we might have had 11 on defense and 7 on offense. That's finishing, all right? And adopting that mindset, how hard they want to play for one another, that's the identity I love about our group. We've got a long way to go in all three phases. We've got a bunch of work to do in the red zone. We're going to improve on third down. We've got to create more turnovers defensively. But our mindset and our attitude of what we stand for as finishers, that's really strong, and I love that. Our performance follows our focus, and this week I felt that from our group. There was a number of guys who helped get us ready. You saw some of the black jerseys that we wore last Friday, and Matt Schaub was one for him trying to scramble around the field every other play to look like Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he looked like him, but he was scrambling around quite a bit. Deji Olatoy was another one that we awarded. And I love that part of our team, of the guys that want to battle, help get each other ready, and we recognize their efforts. Yesterday's game, we were pumped to have our crowd into it like they were. That was totally an advantage for us, and it was great to have that one go towards them. So we knew it was going to take the whole day, and it did. And today's process, we're right back to it, and we're into Tampa in a big way. Just got done practice tonight. So with that, I'll open up to your questions, but I wanted to address you a little bit about finishing, how important it is to our team, the foundation that we want to become, and you need those moments. And I was glad that we had one yesterday. And with that, I'll open it up.
Coach, I was looking at the first game there, the linebackers, Kawan Alexander and a couple other guys over there had really big games for them. How do you try to combat, that defensive style they try to play?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. Their linebackers, they are very aggressive and run through often on the run game. We've got to make sure that we get him accounted for in the run game. Both their linebackers, especially inside, are very active. They know when to take chances. They have a good sense for how to play, when to fall back. We know that's a challenge in the run game for sure. It's the speed that they play with that makes them so unique. They've got our attention for sure, Led, and that was certainly a big factor in the first game.
Coach, did Julio get checked out at all? Did you have him go through an exam or
anything? He didn't have to. Well, yes, he did see everything, but he's cleared and participated tonight, so he'll be good to go.
So he's fine. Everything's good.
Yep, no limitations.
Update us on some of the other
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Jacob Tammy had a shoulder injury. He'll miss this week for sure. We'll have a better feel when he sees the doc again tomorrow in terms of the length of that. But Jacob will be out. Two guys did not participate tonight. Tevin Coleman did not, and Dwight Freeney did not. So those guys were held. We'll take them through, and we'll have a better idea tomorrow if they'll be available for Thursday.
What did Julio have to get checked out?
What did he check? Something lower body. I don't know if it was knee or calf, but he came back through fine.
On the finishing topic, what were some of the things, I know you referenced the fight, but what were some of the other things that you shared with your team to help portray your message about how important finishing is?
Yeah, specifically, what we showed this week was a basketball clip, and oftentimes we use fighting ones, so we showed a game from a 1995 Eastern Conference semifinals of the Pacers and the Knicks. And in that game, with about 18 seconds left, the Pacers were down by 6 points. Reggie Miller inbounded, shot a three, made it, picked off a pass, stepped back, hit another three. And in that last 18 seconds, also hit two foul shots. And our point to illustrate was you don't know exactly when finishing time, when winning time is going to come. And you're not even sure which group will do that. But when your time is there, when your time is called, that's what I love about our team, that they're ready to answer. And if it means defensively stopping, if it means offense going to go down and have to score to win it, that's what we're equipped to do. So I love showing different examples, whether it's the boxing world or, in that case, all the way back to for some of you 90s babies, 1995, okay, for that game, which was a good one. So different ways to illustrate that.
A few weeks back, prior to the two losses, you were talking about how the defense is still getting there. You mentioned that today you guys are still progressing on all phases of the game. Are you kind of seeing now what you wanted to see out of the group?
We had a tough time defensively all the way through. We knew it was going to be a challenge. Yeah, that part, we saw that. And our ability to affect the quarterback, that's still coming. We were able to get him down a few times, which is a significant thing for us. We've struggled in that neighborhood mightily. So for us to have some chances to get the quarterback down, especially on third downs to end some drives, that was huge. The big plays are still a factor. And we're learning, we're growing, but we're not there yet. We've got work to do. The speed, the effort, the toughness, I like that. I like what that feels like. But allowing some of the explosives where big plays have to happen, like what took place in the first series. We had a long pass, you know, right off the bat. So we're going to work like crazy to get that part of our game right. But the speed, the toughness, the mindset to go after the ball, that part's coming along real well.
You mentioned getting to the quarterback, and Vic did that yesterday. And talking to him in the locker room, he slipped up and called Dwight Coach Freeney. how much has he meant to him having Freeney there just to be a mentor to him? And what are some of the things that they're doing, you know, not just in practice, but maybe extra time away from
Sure. him? It's really the and Dwight and Claiborne as well and some of the other guys, it's the amount of time they spend studying, you know, the opponent. And what pass rush game would work and why it would work. What do we need to call at certain times? So Dwight's been a real factor for the on-field communication as far as the defensive line goes. I've described it much like playing basketball where four or five people have to work in concert together. And as pass rushers, those four guys really have to be connected in terms of who's high, who's low, how are we going to trap this quarterback and keep him in there. We talk about getting the quarterback off the spot. So Dwight has a real clear understanding of those four working together. So we oftentimes talk about what ideas would work and how we can do it better.
And in terms of him helping Vic, are they spending time, you know, away from, you know, sitting in like film sessions and stuff like that?
And oftentimes on the practice field, it's just that communication that can take place, you know, a hand signal, a look that means, okay, now that we've had some reps and some time together, that's what happens when you spend time together and you keep working together. The group starts getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And I think that's what's happening with that group.
You mentioned that it was such a big step to be able to get the quarterback down. And I know the first game against Tampa, James showed how big and strong
he yeah.
is. So is that going to be a big focus for you this week?
It for sure is. And when he takes off, he can run like a running back. And we know that firsthand. And for him, we've got great regard in terms of him in the pocket, out of the pocket. He creates plays with his feet as well in terms of scrambling, not just on third down, but on other downs as well. So when he's out in the, you know, in the open field, you must treat him like a running back because he runs that strongly.
How did you dissect those big plays that you allowed in this game? And then in the first game with them, they had like some big 30-yard pass plays with Evans. You know, how are you dissecting these plays? What do you see that's going wrong?
We call them explosive plays. Yeah. And so when we look at the explosives, we have a reel, and we want to find out, was it scheme-related, technique-related, or did a player get beat? And oftentimes they come back to say, is there a technique we can play better? And when that's the case, Vaughn, that's we try to repeat the play, show it in practice. If it's a scheme issue, like happened sometime in the game, okay, let's not run that. Let's, you know, change on the fly of how we want to play. So for us, we have ways to adjust and not allow as many of the explosives as we have. We're disappointed we had so many in the game this past week.
Mm-hmm. What did you see in the big, in the long one? I saw the two safeties were running down. How did you dissect that one?
On the first one, we had a safety who's supposed to take the deep player, and he got outrun on that and didn't play what we would call the technique correctly. Like sometimes you have alerts for plays that may happen when you play a certain style that we do. So when we play those alerts and we have the reps at it, we feel strongly. When we're not sure, we know we need more reps at it. So we're going to continue to drill them in practice.
Yeah, is there a tendency in a short week to try to simplify things or to try to condense what you do, like in a normal week?
Oftentimes you'll try to carry some things over, but our systems now, offensively and defensively, now that we've been in eight games, you have a lot of turns and a lot of reps. So even if you pull something from 2 or 3 weeks ago, you have the experience of that rep. It's not necessarily new plays, but now that you have 8 weeks, you got a pretty big library of things that you can pull from.
Team made a big get some validation yesterday with the big production. What have you seen from him behind the scenes that he's showing you?
Sure. I think it's the catching radius. You know, there's been some ones low. He can go up high. He's had two touchdowns, you know, right towards the back of the end zone where he goes up to climb and get it. So for a guy with his size to have that kind of catching radius, even if the ball's low or high or Matt can put it away from a defender knowing he'll go get it, that totally shows up. The toughness to finish some plays, I like that too. We've thrown some screens to him where he has to lower his shoulder and become a runner and earn some extra yards after contact. I've liked that part of his game as well. So he's been an excellent addition for our group.
What were some of those offensive line penalties that were kind of like formation things? What were those?
Some of them were called on the receiver, but really two of them, as our tight end came across in motion, the official had said the tight end was trying to get on the line of scrimmage, so we were covering up a receiver. So we just backed our tight end off more. He was not trying. They were treating it as a shift, and it was a motion for us. So more of a procedural call for them.
Before the season, there was a lot of talk about Jake Matthews having the potential to take the next step this season. Mm-hmm. Now looking back to the first half, how do you feel like he's progressed?
Number one, it's great to have him healthy. He was, you know, dealing with a back issue for a large portion of last year. He had hurt it in the third preseason game and really kind of toughed it out for everyone. He rehabbed it all, you know, during the season and then throughout the offseason, and you can really see it in his quickness. The way he can cut off the backside on the way we like to play zone, he's more stout, you know, and given time in the pocket. So he's off to a good start.
Coach, with Tammy out, will Hooper be your starter there or Levine?
We'll likely get more reps for Hoop. When we use the two tight end formations, it'll be Hoop and Levine some. When we use our one tight end formation, we'll probably have a package for both of them as well.
Joshua might be up.
That's correct. Yep.
Coach, you said yesterday you sort of had to see the comeback.
Yep.
You said how resilient the team was, but you had to see it. You think your guys had to see it?
We had pretty strong belief in this group. We've spent a good bit of our offseason developing this resiliency, this toughness that we want. But what it does when you come through, when you want those moments and now they happen, yeah, you need that, you know, to show, like, this is what we work for. This is what we want right now. We want this situation. And then when you come through in those ones, for sure it gives you something. And that was certainly the case this weekend. We've had some tough games where we were putting in spots. The winning time might have not been right at the end of the game, but there were definite moments in other ball games this year where, like, it's now time to make your stand. And although we didn't get that done 2 and 3 weeks ago, to get that job done yesterday, it was significant.
What does Jalen Collins need to show you guys to, you know, earn a role, you know, on special teams, on defense, to get back active on game days?
First on teams, and he did a good job when he did play, and we're going to look at that every week, and we're hopeful he'll be back out there this weekend, or this Thursday.
Coach, overall, the defense through 8 games with, you know, playing so many young guys, you know, how's that, you know, what's your hope, what's your vision for them coming together even more here in the second half of the season?
Yeah. One, I'm hoping that the communication continues to ramp up. And the reason for that, they get more reps, more turns together. They wouldn't be in there if we didn't have big-time faith in what they're doing. I can promise you that. So we have faith and trust in them to get the job done. That much we know. We want to make sure we're not repeating any mistakes that may have happened previously. So if I got, you know, an error or a technique issue, that one's not coming up again. We love our tackling, you know, that part, you know, for sure. We can feel the speed that we have. We're not there yet ball hawk wise, so that part for that group, the entire defense can for sure bring it up, but we're going to continue to keep sharpening it up, and I know with reps we're going to continue to get better.
They haven't played, you know, what's going to be 20 games for them. You know, how do y'all try to make sure that, you know, the proverbial ball, I hate using that.
No, it's okay. You know, it's something that we talk about with them. And, yeah, it's totally understand the question about for rookies, it is longer. And what we try to educate them on, and the older guys help look after them too. That's part of their responsibility as teammates, helping to educate them. This is what I did as a rook, and this is how I do my process now to get ready. So the athletic performance staff, Marty and his crew, we work hard with those guys as well. It's a mindset. And one of those ones, if you feel like you're tired, like some I see right now, you might be. All right. If you feel like you got the juice and you're ready, well, you probably do. So we talk that way too.
Kind of on that same subject, how would you evaluate the draft class through the first 8 games?
I think it's a very strong class, and that includes some of the undrafted free agents that we signed. To me, they're part of that now, and they've played a lot of turns. We haven't got Perk and Wes in as much as we'd like, but we're very excited about them as well. I think Poole's been an excellent addition. We love what Niesman stands for. There's a number of guys in this overall class that are either part of the development group or Campbell, Jones, Hoop, Neil, that group that we're seeing play a lot. So it's going to turn out to be an excellent class, Vaughn. The football smarts, the toughness they have, the willingness to just work as hard as they can for their teammates, that totally shows up how important it is to them. I recognize the difference between being a freshman and a sophomore, where now some of the guys, Coleman and Beasley, who are starting to feel what, you know, I got the year under my belt. We're trying to speed that process up for the young guys.